Okay, so this time I wanted to talk about Jan Eagle's show. That's just opened at Aratoi in the Windows Gallery. And Jan Eagle is, I don't think she'd mind me saying, she'd be a grandmother now.
Right.
And her show is called Heavenly Communication. She's based in Carterton, and she's been an art teacher for a long time and really committed to her painting practice. She paints mainly in oils. And she's done this neat show which is all about our obsession and connection with mobile phones, which obviously is just growing on and on and on.
Yep.
So she's done a series of paintings really based on observations, I think, in her own locale and her among her family and friends and so on. One key image in the show is a picture of a couple embracing, in a loving embrace, but over each other's shoulders they're putting in hasty text to a third party. So it's actually, she always uses quite a lot of humour in her work, but it's observing social phenomenon. She's an artist who always uses sketches and works things up from observing her local environment.
Right.
And I find that quite inspiring, that thought that she's not going beyond Carterton. Well, she probably ranges in her mind beyond Carterton, but it's like this feeling that there's everything I've got here for my creative practice. I don't need, you know, I would just observe people, and the interaction's really witty and clever with observing interactions. She also is an artist who really, I really enjoy the way she kind of slaps on her oil paint, and it's not, there is thought and planning and a lot of history and working at her craft, so it isn't, when I say slap, it's not slap happy or slap dash, but she really revels in the textures of the paint and making the brush strokes obvious, rather than sort of concealing that process. So it's a really interesting show, and she also has a great heart. I think she is a grandmother. A lot of images in this show are kind of built up from observing young people, teenagers in the local park, kind of slouching on park benches, but always connected to these handheld devices.
Yeah.
And I think she feels like she's just got a really humanistic view. It's not a judgmental way.
I was going to ask, because it could quite easily slip into judgmental.
It can, because we're, you know, people of our generation and older, we look at this, we're grappling with this phenomenon ourselves and trying to get a handle of it. And sometimes you hear that attitude, you know, all this technology, it's ruining my life. And like, why don't these young people know how to, they should be able to put their phone down or put their iPad down and just enjoy themselves and relate and like they did, but in the old days. Yeah, it can be judgmental, and you might expect that for an artist. I think she's probably in her 60s.
Right.
But she has a very humane view. It's not a judgmental thing at all.
No.
It's kind of a playful and wry humour.
Yeah.
And very true and realistic. And because she's gone out in her local community with her sketchbook, and that's her process, it feels really relevant. Like it's not an imagined thing. It's, you know, taken from real observation.
Would the people or the subjects in the paintings, would they recognise themselves?
I don't think so. That's what she also does as well. Quite often the faces are quite simply modelled, so that she doesn't spend, she's not obsessed with detail in the sense of painting every eyelash and so on. But that gives her work a kind of a universe. It's a sort of a universal statement.
Yep.
These could be teenagers on a park bench in New York or Auckland. So the message is kind of a universal one rather than a particular one to Carterton. She's really committed to her work, and she's got an open studio. She's a main artery artist, and the main artery the main artery artists have also got a group exhibition on at Aratoi until the 12th of May.
Which you're part of?
That's right. And Jan was one of the founding members of that. So that brings together artists from Featherston right up to Ikatahuna.
And people can go on that journey, can't they?
They can. Yeah. You can find leaflets at info centres in Wairarapa and various other places. But it's a studio, open studio route, and it's a way of bringing you into contact more with seeing where an artist works and getting a handle more on their process. And they generally have their art displayed. Some people, like Jan, are open on regular times in the week. I think she's open from 11 to 3, I think, on Saturday and Sundays. Other people, you know, you'll have their mobile number on the leaflet and you can phone ahead to make an appointment. But Main Artery does have a website, so go right. onto the website and, okay. and see. It's a huge diversity of different creative people.
Awesome.
And that brings me on to the exhibition, the group exhibition that's yeah. called Linked.
Yep.
So there's 11 people there on who are on the Main Artery Studio Network. And there's Sue Shaw Rajola, Sam Ludden, a ceramic artist who's based in Masterton on Victoria Street, and quite a number of other painters, Liz Bondi, a printmaker from Greytown. And yeah, it's a really interesting show. It isn't a theme, it right. isn't along a theme, but we've used the title Linked because I think we all have at different times encouraged each other and helped, and we have these periodic exhibitions yeah. generally about once a year
okay.
where we just display our work. And I thought I might talk about my work.
Yeah, do.
There's lots of other important stuff there, but it kind of ties in with Jan's work
okay.
because we've both been looking at modern technology.
Yep.
And what I have done for this show, I've done a series of watercolour, quite large watercolours and drawings, six mm-hmm. drawings, and it's called Monitor. And what it stemmed from is that I've been spending quite a lot of time on Google Earth. The more I went into it for this project, the more I got a little bit freaked out.
Okay.
Because I sort of started off thinking, well, it'd be really interesting. I'll just go in from the landscape approach. I'll use I've been exploring watercolours and colour pencil, which is sort of a really traditional, conventional medium. But
yeah.
I quite like the contrast between looking at the screen and depicting what I have been seeing in this very high-tech experience that
yeah.
enables me to go basically anywhere around the globe
yep.
and getting it down in water, this almost fuddy-duddy medium of
yeah.
watercolours and colour pencils, the sort of medium that people took traditionally on their travels or the grand tour, and they still
yes.
don't they?
Yeah,
it's
they
easily
do. That's
right. portable. So what I wanted to do was depict what I was seeing on the screen.
Right.
And I started off thinking, let's do the landscape, let's go to places that I want to go back there, you
mm.
know, I haven't travelled there for a long time, let's go back to places like Venice and Amsterdam and that. And then in looking at the landscape in those places, they're actually pedestrian-only landscapes,
right.
so the Google car can't access them. So
oh,
okay. then I was realising that the Google Earth camera, this kind of globe-type thing, which has got camera lenses over its whole surface, is actually carried along on a backpack, a special backpack,
right.
by a Google Earth employee. And so he's walking along with the pedestrians. So in actual, if you follow those routes, you actually get into really close proximity with other tourists and locals and travellers.
Wow.
And that I found really interesting. And they're
yeah.
all frozen, and but you know, you can see them often in sequence.
Yeah.
You can see them looking back, walking ahead of the Google camera, but looking back in surprise.
Oh my God.
So you take yourself to Venice
yeah.
as one place, and Amsterdam, any place that is kind of a hot tourist spot.
Yep.
So I became interested in those pedestrian only areas and depicting the people.
Mm.
And when I kept going back to an island off Venice, it almost became like, it did become kind of obsessive in a way. And I sort of, you get so close to people's lives, you go and walk under their hanging, the washing on the line, and you can see
wow.
you know, their underclothes and their tablecloth. You can look into people's backyards, you can see their pot of geraniums and their rubbish and their, you know, their pet,
yeah.
who's sometimes looking straight at the camera as well. So it's a very, very uncanny thing.
Yeah,
it made me feel
it
was a wonderful experience because I was literally walking through those beautiful streets
yep.
and but then it was like a dark art, like
yeah.
should I even
be here?
Yep. And some people hammed it up you could see that they'd hammed it up for the Google Earth camera. Majority of people just look quite suspicious, you
mm.
know, and quite almost their jaws dropping because, and then in one really cool moment, which I've depicted in my one of my watercolours, I saw the avatar. I saw the Google Earth guy going past a mirror window.
Oh, I've got a goosebump here, actually.
I know. Well, it was kind of freaky for me too. So I was walking along on an island off Venice, And I turned to look because I thought, oh, that looks like an interesting contemporary art gallery. And I was thinking, oh, well, I can just peer in the window and see what's there for free. Turned myself around using the mechanism on Street View. And there's this image of this guy. That's how I found out that the guy walks along. And he just looks like a 20-something tourist guy in his board shorts. And he's got this weird backpack. Yeah. And out of it, coming like a ET with a long neck, is this black globe which has got cameras, camera lenses on each side, and he's not looking at the camera or the window, but I thought I got like my screensaver because I was doing all this on my computer with my camera at the ready next to me, and okay, that's the screensaver, that's fascinating, you know, because I got this glimpse of him, and that's where my title comes from, monitor, because I was face to face obsessed with my monitor and my screen. But these people were being, in a way, monitored, you know, and he was like the monitor as well, but he was kind of me as well, because I was going in his footsteps, so there were all these weird, you know, that made me think of Avatar, having your own avatar in Second Life. I can, you know, walk around the globe now, but hey, there he is. Yeah. It's like a doppelganger sort of looking in that mirror.
And you know, there isn't a big stretch of the imagination to imagine a type of technology where you would have like an immersive glasses to wear and
that's
you
right.
send your avatar out and you feel like you're immersed in that environment.
I know.
But
and
you're 3,000 miles
exactly.
away.
And I was also thinking about Venice. It's been designated a World Heritage Site. Mm. And I think there was talk at one point, and maybe it's still on the table as an option, that you may have to be restricted on how many times in your lifetime you could go to Venice, because the impact of this huge influx of people traipsing around, and it's right at sea level, and they're already experiencing their regular floods. That's happened since, I know, you know, a massive one happened in the 60s. It's probably a feature of what's happening. But with global warming and just the impact on these medieval structures, there was talk at one point of, actually, if we want to preserve it, we're going to have to restrict the numbers of people. So maybe Google Earth is the best way to travel. Yeah. It's low carbon footprint. You don't have your air miles, you know, you have 24 hours on the plane to get there. So I was feeling in a way good about this.
Yeah.
But it did feel like a dark art. It felt like this very seductive activity. Everyone's faces have been pixelated with facial recognition technology, I think, as a nod to privacy. But you can still really read their body language,
and it also makes them like an alien species almost.
Well,
you know,
that's
they're familiar, but they're not like us.
That's it. And I stumbled across some going through, you know, these narrow alleys that it is possible to go through when you're not in a Google car, you're in a guy, you know, you're relying on the guy with the backpack. And he, you know, I sort of looked up at a balcony and there was this older woman with a cigarette. Now she's on Google Earth for the foreseeable future, having a quiet fag, you know.
Oh, thanks, Anne. That's been terrific. I look forward to seeing those exhibitions. So just remind me of the dates.
So they both conclude, they're both on at Aratoi, and they both wrap up on the 12th of May.
Brilliant. Awesome. Thank you very much.